There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, you know, I've worked in many hospitals, many hospitals. Not because I was fired, it's just when you're in training, you work through a lot of hospitals, and then after you get out of training, you work. And the IV systems used to be electronic, okay? So you could, you know, put your dose in, you know, the nurse or the doctor or whatever, put the dose, then you'd watch it drip, make sure the medicine was being administered that way, and you could time it and, you know, figure out how much medicine the patient was getting. Okay, exciting. But then the internet came about, and the internet wasn't around when I was, it was just starting, okay, when I was in training. And hospitals weren't linked on the internet yet. There was still paper charts. The VA was one of the first to have a system where you would log onto a computer and be able to get a database. But it was a computer database. It wasn't communicating with other civilian hospitals. But I was like, well, that's kind of interesting, you know? And I mean, I remember even back then, like, you know, okay, well, I hope you know there's not, like, you know, somebody that could get in there and start messing with it or deleting, you know, et cetera. Because, you know, a chart, you could tell. They could date the ink. You have forensics that could figure out paper, you know, because it's been around a lot. And I'm sure there's now cyber experts that are forensics when it comes to computer. I mean, I'm sure they could figure out, you know, look at the undo and look at the pathway of that. But we later then electronic and e-cigged. We cyberly connected medical records. And many medical record companies now work through the internet. It's cheaper. Rather than you're buying a $100,000 system, you could pay a monthly fee and be connected via internet. So a lot of places are doing that. Well, it was only a matter of time before you connect your medical records that you connect your medications. And so you could, in essence, now control, all right, through your hospital system and network, what is being given through the IV. Oh, that's great, Dr. Dahlia. Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome because now we have less, you know, errors. All right, I love having computers involved so the nurses can't give the wrong dose. Okay, hold the phone. All right. Whenever we let a computer take over, okay, there's a lot of risk. And now the FDA is issuing an alert to hospitals to not use the Symbic infusion system, which is a pump that delivers IV medication with a dosage programmed through a hospital's network, because a hacker can hijack the device remotely, mess with the dose, making it either too little or messing with it to give a lethal amount of medication. This is like what you would see in a movie where someone's trying to kill the president and they can't get through because there's all these guards. So what they do is they hijack into his IV and then drip it when he's asleep into a certain speed such that it puts him into pulmonary edema and overdoses him on the medicine. You see what I mean? You know, this is a movie storyline, but it could actually come true. That
Didn't Chrysler just have a recall because their vehicles could get hacked on a similar level?
Exactly. Somebody could hack the vehicle and crash the Jeep. Yep. Scary. I'm freaked out. So the Department of Homeland Security gave a similar warning about the pump's vulnerability a few days before. Apparently, there was a Bay Area cybersecurity expert, Billy Rios, that showed attacks could be launched remotely on patients using the device accessing a hospital's network. They say, by design, you're allowing it to where someone else can control the thing remotely and do things to the pump or to the device or to the equipment. Now, some of you guys have already read my article in Epoch Times, Hackers Can Hijack Your IV, and I talked about a study where they looked at a robot. Apparently, there was a team of researchers, I guess, at the University of Washington. They were able to hack into a surgical robot that was designed to carry out surgical procedures, and they were able to authorize it to do things, overriding what the surgeon wanted it to do. Now, listen, thus far, we do not have any cases where people have been affected by this, okay? Hackers are probably now listening to this or, you know, reading it online going, okay, wait a second, that sounds fun. But they say Bay Area lawmakers have expressed concerns back in 2011 after another cybersecurity expert demonstrated he could hack into someone's insulin pump. Huh. All right, insulin. You could kill somebody easily by overdosing them on insulin. So you all may think it's pretty, pretty cool, and hospitals may think it's pretty exciting that everybody is up to date and everybody is in vogue with the computer and internet and passwords. And by the way, they say some of these hospital pumps you don't even need a password for. Is that scary? You could log into the device, according to the cybersecurity expert Rios, with no username and no password. And listen, I understand that paper charts and paper is obsolete, but am I the only one still freaked out about everything being on networks? All right, you know, and you know, so I put that on Facebook, and people are like, you know, look, you know, people need to, you know, these companies need to spend money getting good cyber, you know, expert. They are. I mean, these companies are. They're making sure a virus can't get in. How do you know? All right? Is the nurse going to be notified? Is the doctor going to be notified if a virus has already infiltrated the system and somebody's not getting the right medicine? And I know you guys are like, oh, Dr. Dolly, you're just blowing this out of proportion. I'm not. This is some crazy stuff. The Senate, the CIA, Sony, Facebook, these are big, huge, very, very rich and wealthy cyber-guarded companies that have been hacked. All right? And you're telling me that Uncle John's IV is safe? No, it's not. And this scares me. I don't like computers. I don't like robots. Remember I told you that one of the robots that was being tested smacked a woman upside her head in the middle of her hysterectomy? You can't trust these things. This is like Terminator 5. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so do you guys remember a few months ago, there was a Dan Price of, is it Gravity Payments, okay, the CEO. And what he did is he announced a new minimum salary of $70,000 at his Seattle credit card processing firm, Gravity Payments. And I guess he even cut back his own $1 million, I guess, pay package to do it, according to New York Times. He said he wasn't doing it because of a political statement. He said he was thinking about the 120 people who worked for him. Okay? He said the idea struck him when a friend shared her worries about paying both the rent and student loans on only a $40,000 salary. He realized that a lot of his own employees earned that or less. So, overnight, he basically said, all right, we're going to then, boom, everybody's salary, $70,000. Okay, so I saw this and I was like, okay, now wait a second here. So those making less is going to make $70,000, but what about the ones making close to his money? Now, they said minimum salary was $70,000, so I didn't think that people making more had to knock down to $70,000, okay? However, some people who worked there for a while and got raises, etc., could be a little upset, but I didn't know much about the company, so I don't know, okay? Now, some people who thought it was a political statement withdrew their business, okay? Others were anticipating a major fee increase, so they left. But overall, the company was supposed to pretty much do well, okay? He ended up getting still some accounts, and they say to handle the flood, he was of possibly new work, new accounts, because of the headlines that he was raising the minimum wage salary, okay? He said he hired a dozen additional employees, now at $70,000 a pop. Two of his most valued employees quit, spurred in part, they said, that it was unfair to double the pay of new hires, whereas the longest-serving staff members didn't get raises, okay? So you see, this is where the socialism starts to kind of creep in. Or they got no raises. Some friends and associates in Seattle's close-knit entrepreneurial network were also upset that the action made them look stingy in front of their own employees. But less than 2 weeks after the announcement, Mr. Price's older brother and Gravity co-founder Lucas Price, citing longstanding differences, has now filed a lawsuit that potentially threatens the company's very existence, with legal bills quickly mounting and most of his own paycheck and last year's $2.2 million in profits, I guess, plowing into salary increases. They don't have a margin of error to pay those legal fees. As Mr. Price spoke in the Gravity conference room, he said he could see a handful of employees setting up beach chairs in the parking lot for an impromptu meeting. So, I guess they have a yoga studio, et cetera, whatever. So, okay, so, you know, and I guess I heard he had to sell his house. So, again, I don't know much about the company, okay? I don't. But I do understand that we have a very, I guess, dangerous scenario looming, all right? They say that the average college graduate earns about $45,000 per year, all right? And if the minimum wage gets raised to $15 an hour, which is more than double the current level, okay, then it means a non-college graduate worker that will usually make a minimum wage will be paid a minimum of $30,000 a year, up from $15,000 per year. Now, here's the thing. This is why this is such a difficult topic and for anybody to agree on. I don't know how people can live on $15,000 a year. That's ridiculous, especially with gas prices, rent. I mean, it's no wonder we have so many people in poverty. So raising minimum wage to $30,000 a year, okay, is going to help a lot of people. All right, but, okay, you can't do things fast when it comes to economics. The quicker you do something, it always bites you in the butt, like you see with this Gravity company, all right, this credit card company. So you have to slowly make these changes because of the ripple effect. So one question people have is, all right, so if minimum wage is $30,000 a year and somebody spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on college education is going to make $45,000 a year, are they even going to do it? Is there any reason to go to college? I've seen college graduates make $12 to $15. I've seen law students make $12 to $15 an hour. Why go? right? Why put money into the college system? Are employers then going to have to say, well, look, okay, then if we want to attract a college graduate, we're going to then have to pay, according to who wrote this? There's a really good article written by Michael Bussler. He writes, are we going to have to then pay college graduates $90,000? Now, you would think if somebody went to college, you know, and graduated and went through that expense, they could get a $100,000 job. You know, when I got out of medical school, a doctor was making $125,000 to $140,000 a year. And it was a relief, a big relief to see that kind of money, because you had thousands upon thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of student loans. Okay? And then if it was two of you, that could really, really be rough. Doctors' wages have not gone up that much, believe it or not, for primary care. Okay? Hopefully they get health insurance and things like that, and that seems to add. But you still see the surgeons and stuff make the higher levels and the specialists, but primary care is still not making that much, which is another reason why we've been talking about with the ACA for many years. Is anybody even going to put the time, put the hours, and put the money into going into medical school? So everything has to be shifted. And why do things cost so much? Why are new cars that expensive? I understand we're not going to get back to 1970s prices. I get that. Or we're not going to get back to 1910, 1920s prices. I get that. But this is getting kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's a lot of money. Now, we are going to see the fast food market start to crumble. And some of you are like, fine, you know, no big deal. Me, I'm not a fan of fast food, but I am a fan of economy. And I don't want to see any industry crumble, okay? We need to see very, very slow modifications, okay? The Internet has already caused, with especially the exponential growth of Amazon and a lot of the shipping companies, a lot of companies have to drop out of the market, especially the commercial real estate market. So we're feeling that. On top of this, we're going to be feeling the minimum wage hike. And it seems like it has to be done because everything is so gosh darn expensive and everybody needs their electronics and everybody needs their Internet and, you know, people need to eat and people need to pay the rent and the gas, et cetera. But our country ready for a minimum wage hike that's going to be double all of a sudden? You and I may agree that minimum wage should have always been higher. We may agree on that. But what we got to figure out is how the hell to increase cost of living or help people. Now, I like the idea of them working for the money rather than government handouts. Okay? I mean, again, a lot of you guys opposing minimum wage hikes. What would you rather do? Increase more food stamp spending? I would rather encourage more people to get into the workplace and work and pay taxes than to not increase minimum wage and just continue doing government assistance. But the other thing we're going to have is if an employer has to shell out $70,000 per employee like that, like the, like the credit card company, Gravity Payments. All right. Or now all of a sudden a company that's already like the fast food industry already struggling has to all of a sudden pay everybody double. All right. What is that going to do? It's going to raise prices even more. So now we're going to see the prices skyrocket. We're going to see huge inflation. We're also going to see probably higher unemployment because less people are going to get hired. And an employer is going to be like, look, if I'm paying you this much, you better be worth it. You better be worth it. And that's going to pose big, big problems. So, this playing catch up and trying to win elections may not be the best way to do it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are back we are rolling over belly up listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Former President Jimmy Carter is currently undergoing a quote unquote liver operation that is elective. Apparently he is expected to make a full recovery. Jimmy Carter is 90 years old now. And apparently he had a small mass in his liver that was being removed. Most benign liver masses we usually leave alone. So I'm wondering why they would put the risk to have him, you know, have the surgery. But they said it was elective and his prognosis is excellent. for a full recovery. They say a response from the email from the Associated Press asked how the mass was detected, the symptoms Carter had displayed, and what follow-up care he will receive, but no further details would be provided. He was the nation's 39th president. He founded his center in Atlanta in 1982 to promote healthcare, democracy, and other issues globally. And he has been still a very, very significant figure in politics. He won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 for his human rights work, and he continues to be an active voice in Middle Eastern politics after brokering an Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement during his time in office. Very, very famous agreement. In that respect. What is significant about this is 90 years old and still kicking. George Bush Sr., 89 years old and still kicking. Okay, I want all of you guys to get out of your mind that 60s come and then you're done. That's not true. Our life expectancy and men, these are men. I know, before you say, but wait a second, they're ex-presidents. So they're getting the best health care ever. They're getting private chefs. Then become president. All right? Okay, please. Okay, we need somebody better than who we have in office now, please. Okay, if that's your incentive, that you can live till 90 plus, then do it. Okay, we need all the help we could get. I'm really, really excited for the debate coming up Thursday. Although, I don't know how that's going to work. Because there's, 14 candidates? I don't know. There's so many people out there running. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Pear juice may be the best hangover cure. Remember the one the study came out with Sprite? Sprite seems to be the best hangover cure. Now they're seeing eating a juicy pear before a night of heavy drinking could alleviate the effects of a hangover. Researchers say those who are suffering from the consequences of the evening before could feel 21% better thanks to the juice of pear. It helps increase concentration, reduces memory loss, decreases the amount of alcohol in the bloodstream, according to Australian government scientists. And they reduce your sensitivity to light and sound. Don't talk to me. Don't say anything. Don't talk to me. I never knew if my dad just wanted us to shut up or if it was because he was drinking. My dad really never drank. He didn't look like he liked alcohol. But he told us kids to shut up a lot. So we thought he was hungover. I don't think he drank, though. But then again, if you were my dad, wouldn't you, Hi, Dad, I'm in my mini skirt, and I'm a real hoochie mama. I better pound a couple before she goes out on a date. The only type of pear tested in the study was the Asian or Nashi pear, which is available in British supermarkets. And this article is coming from Great Britain. But researchers are now planning to widen the scope and see whether other varieties of Western pear produce work. All right, so hangovers. We talked about the acetaldehyde, and we talked about how we need the acetaldehyde kind of, burned up. And the longer it sits in your body, the lousier you feel. And so certain foods seem to metabolize it or acylate. Is it acylating? I don't know. My butt lates a lot. All right, we'll move on. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Social media has been surrounding this robot. There's a hitchhiking robot, and it was attempting to travel across the United States, and it is now dead. It only lasted 2 weeks, all right? Apparently, some thug wearing a baseball cap goes over to the robot, Hitchbot, and just destroys it. The robot was friendly. It was in Philadelphia just 2 weeks in its attempt to travel across the United States. Surveillance footage of the attack against the defenseless Hitchbot surfaced online on Monday after somebody had posted the footage to Snapchat. The talking robot relied on the kindness of strangers to transport it from town to town, had already completed successful journeys across Canada and Europe. I had no idea this was going on. I would not pick it up. Okay, I wouldn't destroy it. I'd probably call the police and say, look, there could be some sort of explosive. I don't know what the hell this is. But I wouldn't sit there and start beating on it. They said soon after it started its trek in the United States, it was destroyed by a man in an unprovoked attack. Camera footage shows a man beating the robot with a baseball bat and stomping on it before walking away. Hitchbot was created by a team of communication researchers from Ontario, was found damaged beyond repair. And by the way, Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. They said, sadly, it's come to an end. Co-creator David Harris Smith said, we are disappointed. And who's the other? Zeller. They are Hitchbot's parents. Started its global journey July 17th in Marblehead, Massachusetts. It was left with the label San Francisco or Bust. It helped people transport the robot across the United States to the California city. The day before Hitchbot was trashed, a group of people handed it to vloggers and, I guess, video bloggers. And I guess this is interesting. All right. I guess somebody put in the backseat of the pickup truck. Another decided to put the robot in a cab, find out how much it would cost to take it to Washington, D.C. The men agreed to pay the $350 fare, but the cab driver did not take it all the way there. So I guess they've been watching this thing. Here's the thing. I think if we knew about it, I see what they're trying to do. And, you know, you see this robot. Okay, it's kind of cute. It's sitting there with a suitcase and an American flag. It's sitting there on, like, you know, there's like a kind of a life-size duck that it's sitting on waiting for people to come and grab it. You know, I think this is really, really cool what they were trying to do, but nobody knew about it. And I'm sorry, in this day and age where there's some real, real spooky things, you know, that spray bullets and explode and all that, I would probably be freaked out by it. You know, one thing I want to kind of remind all of you guys is just because it goes on the internet or you tweet it or you Facebook it, now everything is on the internet. And so if it doesn't hit the news, a lot of times I don't know about it because there's just too much stuff out there. So if you try to start this big, huge campaign that everybody's supposed to know about, it's not going to happen. You know, I notice a lot of you guys are trying to get clients on Facebook. And good for you, because, I mean, that's the way of the future. But I get asked all the time to like a realtor's Facebook page or like someone's company. And I do it, you know, because, you know, you like my page, I like yours. It's reciprocal. I want to show my support for what you're doing, but you're finding it's not really advantageous. You know, yes, it's great because you can put things up and hopefully people will read it. But I think the people that are going to succeed are the ones that are going to figure out how to get beyond what's on social media and get into where the news let you know about it. Like, there's these videos that apparently are circulating that are real, real cute. If it's not for Tom, my producer, sending them to me, or if it's not for it showing up on Fox 5 or News 3 or whatever, going, oh, you got to check out this video, I wouldn't know about it. Because there's too much stuff on the internet. So you guys now need to think ahead. Just now starting to get on Facebook and Twitter, you are already so behind the curve. You really need to get yourself out there. But be careful with some of these stunts. Okay, I understand that there's a lot of stunts out there, but it's a fight for getting your 5 seconds of TV fame. To me, it's causing some dangerous trends. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, you know, women have been noticing a lot of bias, right, in the workplace. And now, apparently, we have air conditioning bias, where we freeze in the workplace, and they say it's because we are women and the standards were set for men. I don't really feel biased, okay, because I look at it as I'm getting hot flashes. So I look at it as you guys are catering to us women. But I get you. It's cold. Why? Like, in my household, my husband rules the air conditioning. He just does, because I can always get on a jacket if I'm cold. But if he wants the air conditioning on, he gets it, because he is the man of the house. I let him have that, as long as I get to run everything else. So it's okay. I like that relationship. I really, really do. But they say office building managers who set air conditioners to frigid temperatures are doing it because of a particular reason. They say air conditioning and the heating standards in office environments were originally set based on the resting metabolic rates, which is basically a measure of how much energy a person uses at rest. So, for example, for males, the standards were developed in the 1960s to accommodate a resting metabolic rate of a 40-year-old man who weighs 154 pounds. Most 40-year-old men weigh 160, 170, maybe even closer to 180. They said, as such, this tends to make temperatures uncomfortable for people with varying body types. They say, by adjusting thermostats, building managers can help make employees more comfortable at work while simultaneously saving money from lower heating and cooling costs. See, I also noticed, they were talking about this on Fox News, but I also noticed that, you know, when I wear a dress or something like that, you know, I'll get cold, whereas the male counterpart could be in a suit and tie, so they're wearing more clothes. So I can understand why maybe they need, you know, more air conditioning. There was a study looking at air conditioning possibly killing the planet. I don't think it does. They were looking at a woman's oxygen consumption and carbon dioxide production. The researchers also measured the woman's skin temperature and air temperature and humidity. The woman's metabolic rates were significantly lower than the standard values based on the 40-year-old man. And the researchers said women are generally smaller than men, have a higher percentage of fat cells than their male counterparts. I know, you don't have to keep reminding us. Fat cells produce less heat than muscle cells, which is why women tend to have lower metabolic rates. And women prefer temperatures 5.4 degrees higher Fahrenheit. That's true. And then what else are we doing? I guess we're making more carbon dioxide, and that's hurting the planet. Okay, which is, I think, ridiculous. All right, you know, the planet is warming, all right, for a variety of reasons, not because of us women, okay, and our air conditioning issues. But I understand, you know, everybody likes to blame everybody else. So just, you know, I would only suggest, guys, you know, especially with energy costs rising. In fact, I was interviewed on News 3 last night about solar panels. You know, I love being interviewed on non-medical stuff because I want to show people that I know things other than medicine. Okay, I know you guys think I'm like the biggest, smartest guru out there when it comes to medicine, and I is. Thank you. But, you know, I know some other stuff. So they interviewed me as a private business owner on what I think about solar paneling my building. And I was like, wow, I'd love to solar panel my butt, because then I think I would really get some extra energy. And I've been contemplating solar paneling because, you know, you save money. You overall will save money. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we have sunshine 364 days of the year, and that last day where there's clouds, clouds usually are gone after a couple hours. Yeah, we get some rain, yeah, but I mean, we really overall are fairly sunny. So, I mean, we are just prime for the picking for solar energy and solar industries. But it's, the big thing is are we going to, is the cost efficient enough? I mean, putting solar panels on could be pretty expensive. Now, you got these companies out there that will handle the payment of it as long as you sign a lease, like about a 20-year commitment. And the 20-year commitment doesn't scare me if I'm going to have that building long-term. But with what happened with the recession, you know, I bought the building in 2008 thinking I'm going to want my building, you know, forever. But that was before I went on air in 2009, and I started traveling a lot, and I'm not at the office that much. And so, you know, it makes you kind of think, you know, is it worth it, or should I still go? You know, right now, I think my air conditioning bill in the summer, and we have about 5,600 square feet, 4,000 square feet for the medical, for the 4,000 square feet, $700 a month. $700 a month. And you're supposed to keep things on the cool side in medical offices because it helps prevent bacterial growth that may have gotten missed by the germicide, et cetera. That's a lot of money. I remember splitting the rent and paying about $140, $150 a month for sharing an apartment with two, three other people. Okay, if I was told that my power bill was going to be $700 a month later when I grew up, I would be like, are you kidding me? $700 a month should be a furnished apartment with utilities and groceries included. That's just the power bill in the summer. All right? You guys wonder why doctors are going out of business. It's ridiculous. The costs are really high. So it was interesting. I urge you to go to the News 3 KSNV website to see Fatima Rabdamalis, I want to pronounce her last name correctly, Fatima's article. It was very, very good. All right, very interesting. There's some health experts saying you could look at your face, and based on the acne, we could figure out what health problems you're having. Okay? Apparently, if you break out on the forehead, that means you have poor diet, you have a diet too high in fat, irregular sleep, digestive problems, or a diet too high in processed food. If you break out on the street, on the cheeks, it could mean that your diet is too high in dairy. It could mean you have lung issues. It could mean you have stress. It could mean you have allergies. If you break out on the nose, it could be poor diet, indigestion, bloating, poor blood circulation. If you break out on the mouth and chin, it could be hormonal imbalance, stress, or kidney imbalance. Now, we're not talking teenage acne. Because teenage acne, they'll, you know, you're a grown up now and you get a breakout. I break out every now and then on my chin. And I would definitely say it's hormonal imbalance. And I would probably say stress. And it's very interesting because with Chinese medicine and alternative medicine, everybody always looked at my kidneys and said, your kidneys are off. And I had made a kidney stone when I was 19. So before they even knew that, I was like, yeah, I have kidney issues. I just do. So it kind of, you know, freaks me out a little bit when we see that. And so, you know, smoking is also an issue. If you smoke, that could also affect your cheeks. Drinking plenty of water is very important for any sort of acne. John Tsagaris is the health expert that talks about acne and your body and imbalances, etc. And they say that you want to eat plenty of squash, cucumbers, watermelon, winter melon, celery, carrots, cabbage, beet tops, dandelions, aloe vera, mulberry leaf, carrot tops, lettuce, potatoes, cherries, papaya, pears, persimmons, raspberry, buckwheat, alfalfa sprouts, millet, brown rice, mung beans, lentils, and split peas. You could all eat that. They say avoid excess sugar, dairy products, chocolate, caffeine, carbonated beverages, nuts, seeds, shellfish, and fatty, fried, and processed foods. We've all been told that. What we eat does manifest in our skin, and so, you know, we might as well kind of, you know, shape up a little bit. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.